Lift up your voice. Give God the glory.
For the essence of my praise.
And say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Honor the name of the Lord, somebody, right now. Tell the Lord, if it hadn't been you, today might be my thanksgiving, my burial thanksgiving service. If it hadn't been you, today might be my burial thanksgiving service. If it hadn't be for the Lord, some of us would be at a psychiatric hospital by now. If it hadn't be by the grace of God, by now somebody has destroyed your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Honor the name of the Lord, somebody, right now, and say, Lord, where would I be by now? 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 I just want you to honor the name of the Lord and say, Lord, if it hadn't been you, where would I be by now? Like by now, their mission and their desire has come to pass. If it hadn't been by the grace of God, by now, their mission and their purpose has come to pass. But by the grace of the Almighty God, they have not been able to defeat you. And as you have life, you have another chance to make another point. It doesn't matter who you are. What matters is that you have life to make a change. Those who are dead and gone has no choice. Has no choice. By you and I, by the grace of God, as we are alive and kicking, I tell you, you have a choice. Honor the name of the Lord once more and say, Lord, I need your presence right now. I need your presence right now. Begin to invite the Holy Spirit right now. There's no time to waste. Invite the Holy Spirit right now. 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 Somebody begin to invite the Holy Spirit. So, Spirit of God, I need you right now. Spirit of God, I need you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. And Bible said, and Mary asked, how can this be? How shall this be? And Bible said this, and an angel of the Lord said to her, the Spirit of the Lord will fall upon you, will come upon you, will come upon you. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now, wherever you are. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you right now. May the Spirit of God come upon you right now. May the Spirit of the Lord. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Holy Ghost fire, Let the Holy Ghost fire. 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 As you pray, you share the life, and you call somebody, wake somebody up. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Let the power 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 of God. Somebody, are you praying? When you read the book of Daniel chapter 10, verse number 1 coming down, Bible said, and Daniel continued to fast and pray. Daniel continued to fast and pray. And an angel was sent to him, and the angel said, Daniel, as you started praying, a message was given to me to be given to you. But as I was coming, the prince of Persia captured me. You are praying right now that every prince of Persia, every prince of Persia that will try to hinder your prayer, let's pray somebody. Labako paro shete kadakadade. Rando paro kapado shete kadade. In the name of Jesus Christ. Akabadoshe bedehinda brandi hakabadoshe. Rende kabadoshe brekabadadaha. Roko poko dabodoshe bekabihandi brata. Every prince of Persia, in the power of darkness that will try to hinder your prayer, anything that wants to stop your shine, anything that will make sure that you don't receive the blessings in your prayer, you don't receive the answers in your prayer, may the fire of God, may the fire of God, may the fire of God, somebody set up some fire right now. Rande bakapata, set up some fire right now. Lepakata, rokoshaka, rande kaparabadosha, rande kapakata. Any attempt of the enemy to end our prayer, let the fire, 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 let the fire. Fire, let the 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 fire. A fire, let the fire, rockopaya, maranda pa, rockosheta, lepekata, rockata pekadaba, marande parabada, rockoshepekada, reparada, retayakadaba, maranda pa, marakapa, 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 maratapa, irretated. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire, 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 let the fire. Let the fire, 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 let the fire. Fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. Are you praying somebody? Anything that will hinder your prayer, anything that will stand against your answers, anything that will stand against your answers, anything that will prevent you to pray, anything that will make sure that you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Rateka pakata, raka pada badosha teja, elepe katapada, raka pada badosha teja. rande la kabara rata pakada ba okoshaka lepekada ba marande padosha rakapaya. And the thing that will stand against your ancestors, and the thing that want to slow you down, you catch fire. Let it 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 catch fire. Somebody pray right now. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? And the thing, rakatata, rakapakopato, ratata pakodosheta. Let the fire of God, let the fire of God, let the fire, 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 let the fire. A fire, let the 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 fire, la parakapa, rakatata, lepekapada, marakapaya daba, rakashatata, lepratapada, banosha. Somebody send fire in the power that will hinder your prayer, in the power from the realms of darkness that will hinder her. Her Bible said, and when the angel came, the angel said, from this day you prayed, an answer was sent to me. But as I was coming, the prince of Persia captured me. I don't know your prince of Persia. I don't know that was what will stop you. It could be a sin. It could be entertainer. It could be distraction. It could be a friend. It could be a mother. It could be a sister that will hinder you from getting your blessing, from getting your ancestor. Whoever it may be, catch fire, 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 ratatata, lekatatapa. Rendeka paka badocha, lo shaka taka badada. Catch fire, 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 catch fire. Ele parocha badocha, in the power of darkness, ele tena randocha ta. Ele pereka badocha, rendeka pakota, rakota kota da, rata embadocha ta, rapaya payaka, let the fire. Let the fire, let the fire. Somebody, are you praying? I said today is fire. 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 If you are not ready to pray, don't join this life. If you are not ready to pray, don't join this fire. Because if you are not careful, the fire here will burn you. Rekapa kapa kapa da 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 da. Lepeka da kapa da. Marakapa kapa. Rato kapa dosha. Rekata da. Rekapa da. Rakapa, you have been delayed for so long. You have been delayed for so long. You have been delayed for so long. Every prince of Persia that have delayed your answers. Every prince of Persia that have delayed your answers. Let it catch fire. 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 Rakapa. Pakapa kapadosha. Barakapa, are you praying somebody? I should pray you shut the life up. 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 Rakaya ta 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 ta. Baraka padosha, rakata kata kata kata, raparo parosha, barande paroka padosha, rakata ya parada da 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 da, rakata kata kata kata. Rakapa, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the liberation fire arrest them now. Let the liberation fire arrest them now. Let the liberation fire arrest them now. Shaka paro paro, mareka tata, catch fire, 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 catch fire. Rentekatata Rakaparosha. Somebody, do you understand the prayer you are praying? Do you understand what you are praying for? Some of you, your document to travel has been hindered. Ha! The one that had to send you that message, ha, has been captured. The one that has to show you mercy and favor has been captured. Ra-ta-ta-ta. Rakapata. Bible said, and the angel of the Lord said to Daniel, Daniel, as you started praying, the first day you started praying, the first day you started fasting and prayer, an answer was given to me to be given to you. But as I was coming, the prince of Persia captured me. Ah, whatever it is, your prince of Persia, it could be your family altar, or an envious somebody, or a jealous person somewhere, or somebody who do not want your progress, or a certain character or a certain behavior that the devil pushes you into so that you may not be able, or a certain pattern that the devil sent you to that you may not be able to receive. Ah, some of us, when our blessing is coming, then the devil slow us down, that we cannot pray, that we cannot pray, that we cannot pray, that we cannot pray, that we end up on a different pattern. Or it could be a friend who, when your blessing is coming, said, you have been sitting here for so long, don't be here, go to another place. I know that man, he will help you. That is our prince of Persia. That could be your prince of Persia right now. Every prince of Persia, I want to hinder your blessing. Whoever want to be used by the devil, whoever has allowed him or herself to be used by the devil, against your happiness, against your peace, against your happiness, against your peace, let it catch fire, let it catch fire, let it be arrested by fire, let it be arrested, let them be arrested by fire. I see somebody lande kapada today. We are not here to joke, neither are we here to play. We are not here to joke, neither are we here to play. We are not here to joke, neither are we here to play. We are not here to joke, neither are we here to play. Somebody send some fire, send some fire, send some fire, send some fire. Every delay to your marriage, every delay to your business, every delay to your pregnancy, every delay to your birth, every delay, rende paroka pata, ratakata tata, marande paroshete, rakapaka padoshete, rakapaka doshete ya tata, rakaparoshete, maranda padosha. Every delay, every delay, every delay, every delay, every delay, rande akapado shatata, rakata da 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 shatata. My fire, my father, my maker, my father, my maker, my father, my maker, my father, my maker, my father, my maker. Catch fire, 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 catch fire. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Rande kapako padosha, ratakakada, rakapadosha, rakapakada da da da, rakaya pada pada dosha, ratakapa. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Oh, I said, today is a different day. This session is a different session. If you are not here to pray, if you are not here to pray, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you, when you are climbing up and you are getting close to your blessing, that is when they will send all kind of people to attack you. When certain things start happening in your life, that is when they will send all kind of things to attack you. I said today, tonight, no matter the time at your jurisdiction, I said, when they see that things are about to be going well, things are about to go well, when they see that a little kind of happiness is coming, then they will send some people to you. The Bible said when Elijah climbed the mountain, when Elijah climbed the mountain, they sent men to bring him down. When they got there, they said, man of God, come down. That is 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse number 12. And Bible said, in Elijah said, if I am a man of God, if I am a man of God, if I am a man of God, I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you. May fire come down from heaven and consume you. Beloved, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. If I be a child of God, if I be a daughter of God, if I be a son of God, if I be a man of God, let fire. Anyone that I've been sent to pull me down, and the kind of power that I've been sent to pull me down, and the kind of power that I've been sent to frustrate my life, let the fire of God, let the fire of God, they managed to do the first one, but and I managed to escape, and I managed to escape. Now they have come again. They have come again. Light the fire. 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 Rakaba. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? As you pray, you shine the life. Beloved, if you are not here to pray, if you are not here to pray, then this is not the right place for you. If you are not here to pray, then this is not the right place for you. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Let them catch fire. 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 You are releasing things. You are releasing things. He said, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, let fire. Anyone that see you climbing the mountain, so in any time you see climbing the mountain, this is what it means, two things. Either you are climbing to your progress or you are walking through a time of difficulty to get to the top. Yes. And as I say, it is not absolute. But these are the signs. It's not absolute because every dream has its own meaning. But anytime you see that you are climbing a mountain, it shows that you are climbing to a certain, you are walking in difficulty to get to a certain point. Some time ago you had a dream whereby you were climbing a mountain and something was pulling you down. Something was pulling you down. Something was trying to pull you down. Rande kapatata. I said, those that have been sent, whether it is the family altar that is speaking against you because you have chosen to be with Christ, whether it is some friends, envious people and jealous people, whoever has allowed him or herself to be used against you, as you pray, let fire, somebody set fire. Anything that want to take away your happiness, let the fire, 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 let the fire. Rakata shakata tata, rakapato shatata tata badoshata, barakapa fire. fire. Somebody send 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 fire. The fire of God. Let the fire of God. If you cannot feel the presence of God, it means you are not praying well. Somebody enter into the secret place of prayer now. Where I told you, you must have a place where you step in your room, when you step on your compound, at a place where you step, you know it is time for prayer. Yes, Lord. Let the fire, 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 the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. You are releasing, you are releasing, you are releasing, you are releasing, you are releasing. Rakatadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad I see the fire of God. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. I tell you, if you don't break that thing, your children will come and fight the same battle. You may not understand. Your children will come and fight the same battle. You must break that altar of poverty. Those who have been sent to capture you, Randy Kappa, when they see that you are climbing, you are getting there. Bible said, and they send men. They say, Elijah, come down. I said, Elijah said, if I be a man of God, I said, who are you? Who are you in the Lord? Who are you in the Lord? If you know who you are in the Lord, declare and say, me, Kwame Anan, me, Jonathan Anan. If I be a man of God, let the fire of God come down and consume you. You cannot pull me down. I refuse to go down. Beloved, are you praying?
This is the time. Lift your
voice. Are you praying, somebody? Are you praying? Something is happening in the realms of the spirit. Can you feel the power of God? 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 Something is happening. Something is happening. There's a certain kind of fire. Right now, the Lord says you pray for somebody right now. You. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some time ago, you went for a funeral. Till now, after you went for the funeral, two weeks, then something began to boil in your tummy. The Lord said, I should pray for you. And this is the reason. The Lord said, I should pray for you. You were polluted spiritually. And they have inserted something in your tummy. As we pray now, may the Holy Spirit release you. May the fire of the Lord release you. I also see that somebody has been kept at a place. Now, the place you have been kept, Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see myself around Yamwashi. Yamwashi, because I'm seeing a signboard. And the signboard, you have written Yamwashi. Yamwashi. Yes, anyone coming from that lane, going to the Cape Coast Road, run the Apada. I see a tree. I see a tree. Now, under the tree, Spirit of God, I see a root. Under the root, I see a rubber bag. I see a polythene. A polythene right now. I see a polythene. Now, I'm opening the polythene. Ha! Rendi Kaparosa. Spirit of God. I see in the polythene, they have written Techiwa. Techiwa. In the name of Jesus. And I see money. I see dollars. The polythene. Now, this is what the Lord is telling me. There's this somebody on this life. Now, there is a spiritual attack. You are not from Ghana. You are not in Ghana now. You are on this life. You are not in Ghana. See, you are working as you must work, but it seems like things are not moving. You are on this life, but you are not from Ghana. Kabaroshe. You are from the Cape Coast side. The Lord said, I should pray for you. I am praying for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Ha! You, Kabaroshe. If you are here also and the Lord wants to use you as a point of contact, I see a polythene, and in the polythene, I see dollars. I see dollars. I see dollars inside the polythene, which has been buried. Now, the Lord is telling me that that person's fortune has been buried under that tree. And the tree is around Yamwashi. Yamwashi. Whoever it may be, maybe you don't come from that side, but you know that the demons have a meeting place. They have a meeting place. Now we are going there right now in the mighty name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. If you are that person, as you pray, you own up. Ha! You own up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Bible said in Acts chapter 12 verse number 5. Ha! Acts chapter 12 verse number 5. Acts chapter 12 verse number 5. And Bible said, and the church prayed. And the church prayed. And the church prayed. You are praying right now that whatever prison they have put you into, sometimes the prison feels comfortable. The prison feels comfortable. Some of you, the prison is feeling comfortable for you. What I mean is that you have been in that situation and you like it now. You like it. You have been. You like the situation. It seems like you like it. Some of us, sometimes we say, me, I'm from a poor background, or I'm a poor man. Or you like the situation from today. Take that thing out of your mouth. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be poor. Baraka Patosha. Now, lift up your right hand and say this for me. After me, say, in the name of Jesus, whatever prison yard I've been kept, that have become a lifestyle. Whatever prison yard I have been kept, that have become a lifestyle, I have learned to accept it. Right now, as we pray, I am coming out. 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 I am coming out now. Lepakata dosha. Rende kapakata. Ratekata. Rakapadosha. Beloved, you have not started yet. You have not started yet. You have not started praying yet. You have not started yet. If you are getting tired, you have not started yet. Yes, I am telling you today. I told you already that today is fire. Rende kapakata. Rakapakata. Rapakapatosha. Rapayapayata. Rapadosha. Randia Padosha Raka Pakapadosha Takada Randia Padosha Padada Shabadi Raka Pakadosha Tiatata Marandi Hatosha Rande Kapadosha Randa Badosha Rande Padabada Rande Kapada Akapakatada Raka Padatata Rakaya Padosha Tatata. Wherever you have been kept right now, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Beloved, as you pray, you shed the light. Wherever you have been kept, you are coming out. I say, shout, I am coming out. Everybody write from the comment section. Write. I want to see your faith at the comment section right now. Say, I am coming out. I am coming out of that situation where I have grown to accept, which shouldn't be part of me, but I have grown to accept. Now I refuse it. 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 That prison that I've accepted to grow from there. I refuse to be there. I am coming out of that situation. Somebody speak it and write it. Speak it and write it. Speak it and write it now. Speak it and write it now. In the name of Jesus, I am coming. I am coming. I am coming out of that situation. Rande kapakata patata. Rata katata shada. I am coming out of it. I am coming out of it. I am coming out of it. Now you are going to enter. You are going to enter. Maybe it is not you that have been kept in the prison. Maybe your destiny helper. Radika patata. It could be your business. It could be your visa. It could be your marriage. It could be your childbearing. Baraka patata. It could be something great. It could be. Why do I feel the power of God? I see a release in the realms of the spirit. Ah, is Sairam here? Sairam, the one that read the scripture the other time. Randi Aparabada. Let the presence of God. I said, if you are not here to pray, this is the wrong place for you. Yes. Maybe you are thinking that somebody will prophesy to you. Yes, if it comes. But you must receive the liberation fire. You must be liberated. I said, some of you, the moment you are getting closer to your blessing, a friend, it could be your wife, it could be your husband, it could be somebody, the person will just pull you down. Either the person will introduce you to something, or some of you, the reason why you are not growing is because the job that cannot bring you any progress has taken all your time. That thing that will not bring you any progress has taken all your time. Has taken everything from you. You don't have any space. You have been confined in that place. That is your prison. You have been confined. And some of you, your prison is that you were born into it. So, the mindset, that is why 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 verse number 5, he says, For we demolish every argument and every pretension that set itself above the knowledge of God. We demolish every argument. When I mean every argument, anything that when you are trying to make progress, you want to take a step of faith, then that thing tell you, no, there is a spirit. Even when you want to join this life, that thing tells you, let me sleep small. It doesn't matter. Some of you, what is draining you is that you are not consistent in your prayer. When it is getting closer to your breakthrough, that is when you give in to the devil. Some of you, when you are getting closer, because you have been confined to accept it, accept that situation. Now, when you read Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 3, Sairam, are you here? Call in. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 3, it says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by my name. Every secret place, any treasure that belongs to you, that have been hidden, that have been kept in prison. Whatever that belongs to you, that have been kept in prison, right now, lift up your right now. You are entering there 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 right now. Whatever that have been kept in the secret place, whatever that have been kept in darkness, whatever belong to you that have been kept in darkness, right now you are entering there. You are entering there. Somebody enter there. Enter there. Whatever. He said, I will give you hidden treasures. Wherever they have kept your treasure, wherever they have kept your marriage, wherever they have kept your traveling documents, wherever they have kept your righteousness, wherever they have kept anything that makes you happy. You are going there. Release now. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you praying somebody? 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 Hakatata katata. Rakata katosha. Marakapa. Today. You are being liberated. You are being liberated. Let the liberation fire. As you pray, you shed the life. As you pray, you shed the life. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. There's something happening in the realms of the spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, write at the comment section right now and write it within your spirit and declare it, that the Lord will perform signs and wonders. 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 If today is your first day joining this life, beloved, you are blessed. Kindly follow me. We are entering into another level right now. I said today, I'm not here to preach. Today is Sunday. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As the Lord directed, so shall we follow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said to me yesterday when I was praying, he said, I am going to cause something to happen. And people are going to be liberated. That is the message he gave to me. He said, people are going to be liberated. If you are coming from Odumasi Somanya side, we are praying towards that place. And within the environs of those that are connected to the Volta River, within the eastern and then the Volta, yes, within the Volta, the eastern, the Somanya, the Senche, if you are coming from those areas close to the Volta, thank you, Holy Spirit. May the fire of God lift up your right hand. Say, I will manifest. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 I will manifest. Just declare it. Declare it now. I will manifest. I will manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I will manifest in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will manifest. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will manifest. Now, everybody here should send, share their life with just two people. Randomly, just look at two people. Select two people from your contact and share their life to them right now. Just two people, just two, only two. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just two people, not more than two. Don't send it into a group. Don't send it into a group, okay? Don't send it into a group. No, send it to an individual, just two people. Don't send into any group. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's hear the voice of God. Huh? I'm about to announce this first because that says the Lord. When we started, the Lord directed that He want to reach out to some people. So he said we should have the prayer sessions on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, that is Ghana time, and the GMT, you know. Yes, those that fall around that time. Now the Lord has spoken again. He says we should do it on Friday morning and Saturday morning. And then Sunday from 6 to 8. This is the first time he's giving this announcement. I'm now going to share with the team, but this is what the Lord is saying. So from next week, our prayer session will be on Friday morning, Saturday morning. And then Sunday will be just prophetic word and prophetic sessions from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Lord wants to do a new thing. And I believe as we continue to pray, it's the Lord that wants to work in your life. It's for our own good. As the Lord directed and we started on Saturday and Sunday, he has touched a lot of lives and lives are still being touched. Now he's saying that Friday morning and Saturday morning, Friday morning and Saturday morning, then Sunday will not be in the morning like this again, but it will be around 6 p.m. in the evening, 6 p.m. in the evening, that is GMT. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to perform some signs and wonders in somebody's life right now. I declare upon your life right now. I want to release somebody. I am untying a womb right now. I am untying a womb. And the Lord is telling me, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. The Lord is telling me it's not your fault. Now we are going to pray this prayer. We have two prayers to pray. And today, all of you here will share your testimony of praise. And that testimony that overcomes the enemy. The Lord said to me yesterday, and said to me that, let them share their testimonies. Let them share their testimonies. And the Lord sent me to the scripture, I think Revelation chapter 11 verse 12 or so. Yes. It says, and they overcame their enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. They overcame the enemy. May you overcome the enemy through your testimony in the name of Jesus. Bible talks about a woman called Atalia. If somebody must die for you to have your peace of mind, so be it in the name of Jesus. If somebody must die for you to have your peace of mind to serve your God, so be it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they are now, I declare as a prophet of God, if you have your anointing oil beside you, anoint yourself three times. Anoint yourself three times. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If they say you will not have your peace of mind to serve God, may the fire of God arrest them now. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire of God. Beloved, to be frank, there are certain things. You know what? The devil knows how to get us. The devil knows that when they mess up things in our life, when they bring those issues into our lives, we may feel weak to pray. As I said earlier, on some of us, it's not that we don't want to pray, but the work we are doing, the work, the job you are doing, always you are tired. How can you pray? Waking up to pray. You know, there are certain times that you pray and how it works. Let me tell you. Yes. There are certain times. You know, the Lord spoke to me to choose this time. And this time is not just for Ghana. It is for the world. Anyone that joined this life is by the permissions and then the decisions of God for the person to join. It means that God wants to touch that person. Yes. God wants to touch that person. Because God gave. Because it is difficult. Most of the time, it is very difficult for people to wake up at this time. I am telling you. That is why I always tell you to set your alarm. When we started, I started, I think, in the afternoons. It used to be in the afternoons. It was an afternoon prayer. It was an afternoon prayer. See, listen to me. It is very important to listen to the voice of God. When we started, it was an afternoon prayer. Then the Lord asked me to move from there. It was on, I think it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the afternoon. Yes. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the afternoon. And then the Lord said, no, move it to Friday. Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Yes. And where I was, or where I am staying at that time, or the church that I have joined fellowshipping with them, listen carefully. They were, the day they started two services, we started two services. I was part of the people that put up that two services in the church. The Lord also asked me. So then I used to go, like after this service, 6:30, I must be at a church. And but you know, because God, and sometimes I'll come back home around 8-9. But because God, I've said we have to follow. And I get very tired. And by the grace of God, some people through their... You see, that is why sometimes you have to be consistent in your prayer. When God speaks to you, see, let me tell you something. It was the same brothers, the same family. I always tell people that your battles are not far from you. Your battles are not far from you. The battles you are fighting are not far from you. It's not from somebody in UK who have not seen you before, have not heard your name before, doesn't know you anywhere. How would the person even fight you? Even as a prophet, when God reveals something to you, he reveals things around people that you can locate. Yes. Yes. Some time back, years back, was around 2018, the Lord spoke to me about Buko Banku, and I don't have his contact. Something going to happen to him. Bukom Bankun that we all know popularly in Ghana. Then I was looking for a way, so I decided, okay, let me just go and code it on Facebook. But the Lord said to me that no. No. Then you know, I then remembered that I have a mate who is a military officer, who I have seen him. Who I have seen him in a picture with him. Then I remembered, immediately I called that friend and I said, ah, yes, some time ago I saw that you have a picture with him. How close are you to him? And he said, oh, it's my body. You see how God works. It's my body. Then he said, ah, man of God, at that time, that military officer, I gave him a prophecy that God is about to lift him and send him out of Ghana. And he's about to be promoted. I gave him this prophecy. Within a short time, everything happened. So the moment I told him that I have seen something about him, he said, Kai, let me tell him to call you. So he told Bukombanko to call me, and he called me. You see how God works. So most of times, God will not show you anything about somebody you don't know. Or the people that are fighting you are not people unknown. They are people that have seen you, know you. They are altars in your house. Altars in your house. When I mean altars in your house, a friend can be an altar, manipulating altar in your house. Let me tell you, Bible said in 2 Kings chapter 11, the grandmother of Ahab saw that, called Athaliah, saw that her lineage, there's nobody there to be king, because all her children, what they like is juju. See, juju didn't start today. What you are seeing didn't start today. Hey. Anybody? Huh. And you know what this woman did? She saw that all her children from her lineage, everybody is dead. There's no male child. Then she then became the queen, the king and the queen of Israel. So there has been a time that a woman has become a queen and a king at the same time in the land of Israel. Bible says she decided that anyone that is connected to the lineage of the kingship, any male child must be killed. I declare that every Athaliah in your life, 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 every Athaliah in your life must die. Let them catch fire. 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 Every Athaliah. Some of them, they didn't raise their children well. The moment they see that at least you've been to school, you have done this, you have done small things. Some of them, they don't know the battles you are fighting already. Then they will come and add up. They will come and add up and sit down, and they will be monitoring you. Bible said, may God give you a woman, a nursing mother. You see, some children are born with certain destinies. Yesterday I was talking about Koda, how he was talking about how he was giving a certain drugs. Nurses, don't be offended with me. I have been praying for nurses. God, on my life, I have a lot of nurses here. A lot of nurses. See, if you're a nurse, be careful. I tell them that, see, if you're a nurse, you are like a pastor or a spiritual person. I have seen a nurse who is a witch, me. I sent somebody to the hospital. The moment I saw the nurse, the Lord opened my eyes. Ah, see, there are certain doctors there. They come, you know, in this ministry of healing, in this ministry of healing, you know, that when somebody wants to destroy you, the person, one thing that the person can use to get you power is sickness. Yes, you know, sickness and death. If somebody wants to shatter you, one thing is sickness. If you become sick right now, if you're not careful, all your property will go off. So if you're a nurse and you are working at the hospital, some people come and they are cursed. Yariana atonono. My tree is not good, forgive me. Yariana edanasono. Eye no mimbi. And to say, oh, now you are not spiritually sound. Ukti will sat up, got touching his say. Yariana bebwafao. I'm speaking to the nurses and those who work at the hospital. You have to be more prayerful. Very prayerful. Very prayerful. You see how that some doctor has been used against a man of God, and he gave him the drugs. Today, that great man of God is no more. Ah, me, I don't joke like that too. Years back, I was sick, and I went for drugs here and there. Ah, see, I remember 2009. So I was feeling feverish, and then I decided to take some herbs that I know of that I used to take. After taking that, it seemed like the sickness had been in me for some time. So I began to feel that no, there's something wrong with me. So I was asked that, oh, then I have to go for some drugs from the drugstore. When I got there, the person there was very rude. I was not feeling well, and I have to come to the shop. And the way he was, the lady was sitting somewhere watching TV, and I was at the counter. Instead of her to come to the counter and serve me, she was sitting there asking me unnecessary questions. She was asking me unnecessary questions. When she came to, instead of her to tell me that this drug, you have to eat a lot before you take it, she didn't say anything to me. She just gave me the drug and left. She was watching a movie. People of God, I went to take this drug and just drank some soup. The sickness went away, but I had another sickness. My tummy. I couldn't raise up my head. My tummy. I nearly died. My tummy. My tummy. Every Atalia that I've been sent to kill you, Bible said, and they... One nurse held, got a young boy and said, this boy is from the royal home, and went to hide the boy at the temple and call on the priest that this boy belongs to the royal throne and Atalia is killing people. May God send your destiny helper. Hey, if you are pregnant here, may the Lord send an angel to guide that pregnancy. In the name of Jesus, I know people that do know the things that are here and the things that come. I'm about to end. We are praying this prayer that every Atalia, I say from next week, Habadoshe, every Atalia, if you go and read it, 2 Kings chapter 11, Atalia, Atalia, Atalia said, if nobody in the family can be king, then nobody should be king. If there's nobody in a bloodline who can be king, then nobody should be king. Ah, Nobody. Anybody that is saying that. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. It says, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoramah and sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nest in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, so he was not killed. Because of your destiny, because of your destiny, some of you are being hidden. You are being hidden, and there's a time coming you are going to come out, and your star will shine. Some of you, God is hiding you small and preparing you for that day of glory. Some of you, God is hiding you small. You know, that is why I tell people that build your relationship with God. When you are in the wilderness, when you are in the wilderness, see, when David was in the wilderness, what he did was to build his relationship with God. See, when you are not able to build it, the moment you receive it, you will be it will be taken away from you. It will even kill you. Last week, a lady who has been joining this life from US told me that she works with a man at the same institution. They are all teachers. One day, that young man that has gone to do his master's in the US was just standing teaching, and nothing is wrong with him. And the young man just fell down, bang. That was the end of him. Before you get to the hospital, you know, US, they have first aid and stuff like that. So, the young man died before they will get to the hospital. He's dead already. He fell down before they will get to the hospital. He's dead already. And they could not identify what killed him. In the US, they have machines. If these spiritual people want to kill you, they don't need to come and shoot you with a gun. I pray for you, every Athaliah that want to destroy you because of your destiny, may they catch fire in the name of Jesus. Shut fire. The Lord said to me to pray for some people. Marande kapakata tatata. Shut fire. We have just started. Some people are being liberated. I say, that is why I tell people, build your relation with God. Because if you are not careful, Bible said the child was hidden in the church for years. In the name of Jesus, let me pray for one or two people. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tabarosha brande hakapadosu. Put your hand on your forehead wherever you are. Put your hand on your forehead. The Lord is releasing somebody on this life. Though, as I'm praying, the Lord is going to locate you, and some of you will see certain signs. Now hear me. You will see a sign As I'm praying right now, some of you, you will see a shaking under your foot. Liberation is coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Na, 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 na. Oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Healing is taking place by the power. Put your hand on your hand on your forehead. As I'm praying for you, there's something that is coming out of you right now. And that thing, you were cursed. Somebody, the Lord is telling me you were cursed. Now your leg will be shaking. And what it means that that thing is entering into the ground. Libra kapako shateka dede, maranka pako shadi hatabadoshe de, rande pakata badoshe. If anyone has commanded the land against you, ha, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I release you from that curse of sickness. Ha, if somebody has cursed you with the ground, ha badoshe tataka dede, loko porosha badiata. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, 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 I release you from that curse now. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out of it. Come out of him right now. Right now. Be released. Be released. Yes. It's taking place. Yes. Liberation is taking place now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Yes. 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 You cannot stand on your feet. You cannot sit. Kapadoshe. Yes, now. Release. Be released. Be released. Be released. Now. Be released. Now. Yes. There's a shaking. There's a shaking on the ground. Release yourself for that thing to enter. It is coming out of you. Pakapadoshe. Rande kapada. Rakoparoshe kede. Libere kapadadoshe. Barakapadoshe. Out. 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 Out now, out now, out now, out now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are free. Bible said, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for another person. There is, what is Auntie Tina, where she, I think she's the first person that joined the life. Is she here? Auntie Tina, is she here? Oh my God. Oh my God. Ha. Now, everybody, put your hand on your tummy. I am locating everyone in the realms of the spirit. There's something happening on this life today because the Lord has ordained it. The Lord has ordained this life by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, before I pray for those with the tummy, now, I depart Joyce. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I was just about to pray for you, and the Lord just spoke to me about something. Ha, you are delivered. Adiba Joyce, you are delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. Wow. You are delivered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you once more, and I release you from anything that has come into your system. You are released in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are delivered in Jesus' name. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, put your hand on your tummy. Some of you, you are going to vomit certain things. Last, was it? The last time we had a certain afternoon session, and people vomited blood, Some of them were sent to me. Some people vomited certain things and they don't understand. See, right now I am praying for somebody. The Lord said I should do this again. Somebody right now, something has entered into your tummy. Once in a while, you may feel like you have eaten. See, listen to me carefully. What I am saying here, let me see it clearly. Once in a while, you may feel like you have eaten something. Something comes into your tummy and your tummy becomes very hard. Your tummy becomes very hard. Very, very hard. Hear me. Your tummy becomes very, very hard. The Lord is going to liberate somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever, your own could be different. Whatever it is. Whatever it is right now, I declare. In the name of Jesus. Vomit it out now. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Ha. Whatever has entered into your tummy right now, come out. Vomit it out. Vomit it out. Vomit it out. Vomit it out. In the name of Jesus, you are vomiting it out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever that has entered into your tummy, whatever that you have eaten, anything that has become an issue to your tummy, right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, 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 right now, 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 be released, be released, be released, vomit it out, vomit it out, come out. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. Come out! I say, come out! Yes, yes, yes. The Spirit of the Lord is touching somebody. It's touching you. It's touching you. It's touching you. Allow yourself. Somebody is shaking right now. Somebody is shaking right now. The Spirit of the Lord is taking over somebody right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, take it, take it, take it now, now. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. Anyone under the sound of my voice, release the power of God right now. Receive 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 the power of God right now. Yes. The Lord has directed me to enter into a place. Kabadoshe. And he said, as you remove certain documents out, right now, if your document is part of it, I will bring it out. I bring it out. I bring it out. I bring it out. I bring it out. If your document is part of it, whatever document it may be, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm bringing it out. Your documents are coming out. It could be your test document. Rakabakada. That good news is coming. In the name of Jesus, that good news is coming. It's coming to you now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am praying for somebody on this life. You went to the hospital. They said you have something in your tummy, which is called fibroid. The Lord says to pray for you. I don't know. Right now, that fibroid will melt by its own self. By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of God upon my life, that fibroid will melt by itself. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the realms of the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, the name which is mentioned every knee bow and every tongue confess, receive that healing right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive that healing. Receive it. Receive that healing. Receive that healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. Now, the Lord is telling me right now that somebody, you have been feeling a certain pain around your waist, a certain pain around your waist, and you went to the hospital. They said you have said something cancer. Let the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is working on you right now from today. Receive it because you are healed. Yes. By the grace of God, I have the healing grace. May it work for you right now. To them that believe, He gave them power to be called sons of God. As you believe, so shall it be in your life. In the name of Jesus, as you believe, so shall it be in your life. In the name of Jesus, as you believe, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it. They said you have something cancer. If you are that person and you are here, or there's somebody closer to you that the person went to the hospital, the person was diagnosed or certain something of cancer, the person began to feel pain around the waist side. When the person went to the hospital, the person was told that the person has cancer. Right now, the Lord is healing. If you are here too, the Lord is healing you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for some people. But the Lord said to me that there are some people here who have a testimony to share. You are here, you have a testimony. Beloved, if you don't share your testimony, it means that you are hindering your progress. Testimonies are powerful. Jesus says something in the scripture. It says that if you are shy of me today, you know, one thing that people do not know is that the testimonies are the words of God. God gave you that testimony so that it will be His word in your life. So you must share that testimony for somebody to hear. And the person hearing it is the word of God in the person's life. Because Elijah is no more. Sarah is no more. Hannah is no more. But we hear their testimonies and it shows that God did something for them. Yes, we heard their testimony and it shows that God did something for them. And today we are praying on it. So I believe that you also sharing your testimony will be a breakthrough for somebody too. If God has done it for Ajua, God can do it for me, Mansa. If God has done it for Mansa, God can do it for me, Ajay. If God has done it for Ajay, God can do it for Odate. Yes, yes. If God has done it for Odate, God will do it for Lamte. In the name of Jesus. 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 So I'm going to give you some few time and I'm going to share our testimonies. And those that are going to share, the Lord said I should pray for you. Please, don't come and share something that is not a testimony. Yes, that is not a testimony. I want people that God has touched. Even on this life right now, God has touched some people. I want you to come and share that testimony for you to be a blessing. For you to be a blessing. Because God is telling me that, I don't know, but God is telling me that I should pray for those people because He's about to do a new thing in their life. And they will overcome by their testimony. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you have a testimony, please call in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you have a testimony, please call in. You have a testimony. The Lord has done something for you. Don't be shy. This is not TV or church room whereby you tell me you are shy. Yes, I know God have done so much for a lot of people here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hello, praise. Elizabeth.
Praise God.
Elizabeth, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, please, Papa.
All right, God bless you. Please, where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm in Kaswa.
Kaswa, God bless you. Okay, what do you have to share with us?
Okay, on Friday, I had exams to write, but we didn't know the time for the exam, so the information came on Thursday night. That was 9 p.m. That's our exams was.
Please, can you raise your voice more for me?
Hello. Please, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it seems like your voice is a little down, so can you raise it a little bit? Okay, go ahead.
Please, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I said on Friday I had exams to write, but we were plenty, and the time for exams, we didn't know. We were all waiting for them to inform us. So just Thursday evening, we were told the exams is Friday morning. That was around 9 something. So I think in the morning, on my way going, I texted you to remember me in prayers whilst I go and write my exams.
Jesus.
And God being so good, we wrote the exams. After writing the exams, the result appears on the screen.
Jesus.
So you would see your results. So God being so good and very marvelous and kind to us, I wrote the exams and I passed with flying colors.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can't keep this from myself, and I think I have to share it for my other sisters and brothers to know that no matter being the situation, God is with us, and we are just hoping to see what's next after the exam. So this is the testimony and what God has done for me. So I need to share to my friends.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray for you. Through these testimonies, may bigger testimonies follow you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Through this testimony that you have shared, may bigger testimonies follow you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will come back to share a bigger testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you so much for sharing this wonderful testimony with us. Again, please, you can drop. God bless you for another person. Wonderful. What swerve the devil? You've swerved the devil. Ha. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who again is called? You can call in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As the Lord has done it for Lizzie, those of you who are going to write exams on this platform, may the Lord give you that grace to pass. She said, in flying colors. Which means that the colors were flying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May your colors fly in the name of Jesus. Who again? Who again? Who again? Please call in to share your testimony powerfully. I remember I was there when I saw a text message. I said, God will do it. God will do it. Because from 2 weeks now, it has been prayer, 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 fasting and prayer. 2 weeks now. 2 weeks now, I'm always fasting. Yes, 2 weeks now. And I'm going to continue from tomorrow. Yes. Those born on Sunday, you are fasting today. Those born on Sunday, you are fasting today. And I'm continuing from tomorrow. So if it is your day of birth, you fast with me. If you want to join the group, yes, this is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan. And please, if today is your first time, join, follow me quickly. And you can take the number and also WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me and tell me your reason and who you are. And I will call you. If you want to talk to me, I will call you myself. And also, if you want to join the group, I will add you to the group. Yes. May the Lord do it for you too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May the Lord crown you with glory. May the Lord crown you with glory. May the Lord crown you with glory. This is Faith Assembly. Another testimony underway. Who else is sharing testimony? Some people have shared their testimonies already. Eh? Some people send it to me. I wish I can read it. I wish somebody can read the testimony on the platform for us. Now, every day we will come here, we will read our testimonies and share our testimony. Because the Lord is telling me that we are not doing something right. Every day we will come here, we will share our testimonies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every day we will come here, we will share our testimony. Yes, it is very, very important. It is very, very important. Justina, you were calling in. Yes. Anytime we come here, we share our testimony. Justina, call in again. Call in again. We share our testimony because the Lord is doing so much for people. And you know, when you don't share your testimony, you are sitting on your next level. See, when you don't share your testimony, you are sitting on your next level. When you sit on your testimony, it's just like you went to buy watch and the watch is very nice. And you cannot tell somebody that the watch is nice. I know definitely when you eat the watch is very nice. You tell somebody about it. You will even stop people from buying watches from the other side and they should go to the other side. Yes, that is how it is. The Lord is good. Ha! Two more testimonies and I'm going to make some prophetic declarations into some people's life right now. Two more testimonies. The Lord is telling me that there are two people. If don't be shy. Don't be shy to... Justina, call in again. Maybe you are having a network problem. There are two more people who have to share their testimonies here. Two more people, you have to share your testimony. Two more people. And I'm going to pray for you. It is settled. 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 Justina is calling. Justina, are you here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. I should prepare. Let me release the blessings of God upon you. Some of you, the Lord has done so much in your life for the past, and you are not able to share a testimony. Bible said the woman who met Jesus at the pool went out and talked to people about Jesus. Later, they came back to say, we now believe, not because you came to tell us about Jesus anymore, but we have seen him. We have seen him. So we didn't. Now Before we followed, Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me? We serve a living God. 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 I thank God for your lives. We have a little technical challenge, but we are still. Don't forget, I have to pray for some people here. I have to pray for some people here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord is still telling me to pray for somebody. Please hold your waist wherever you are. Hold your waist. Hold your waist. There's a healing flowing on this life. The healing power of God is flowing on this life. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, touch there right now. You see a move. Somebody is feeling a move. There's a move going on within your waist right now as I pray. The healing power of God is touching you right now. The healing power of God is touching you right now. Believe it, and so shall it be in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of God, let the power of God touch you. Let the power of God work on you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the 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 name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is here. In the name of Jesus. I wanted to pray for Auntie Tina. She's not here. Adena Yemiya. Near Edomi. Where is Auntie Tina? I want to pray for one person. Then there's one person I have to locate here. I have to locate. There's one person I have to locate right now. Thank you, Jesus. There's one person I have to locate. Beloved, I still want to appreciate Sister Mimi for a wonderful gift for this kingdom, that she has given us a tool to use for this kingdom. She gave us a tool to use for this kingdom, and it has been awesome. God bless all of you, those of you who have been able to wait. By the grace of God, from next week, our prayer sessions will be on Friday morning and Saturday morning. And then Sunday, Friday, 4 a.m. Friday and Saturday will be 4 a.m. And then Sunday will be 6 p.m. It's going to be three times a week. That is the weekends. Yes, Friday and Saturday will be 4 a.m. GMT. And then Sunday will be 6 p.m. GMT. 6 p.m. GMT. God bless you all for your patience, and I believe that God is going to touch everybody here. Now, if you are here and you feel like sowing a seed into this ministry, or you want to pay your tithe, yeah, those of you who do not pay your tithe, make sure you pay your tithe. Yeah, you can pay your tithe through the line. Just write tithe to the seed number. You can write tithe. You can write tithe. If maybe you want to do something for this kingdom, we want to set up a studio. We want to set up a studio. Maybe you can buy us ring lights or any lights that is for studio, or you even want to get us a phone. You want to get us a laptop. You want to get us a camera. Whatever is for the kingdom, or you want to buy data. Even if you want to buy data, just let me know, and the Lord is going to bless you. Yes, whatever you want to sow into this ministry, that one day when this ministry is mentioned, it will still speak for you. Because Jesus said to the woman, as you have poured this oil on me, wherever the gospel be preached, your name will be mentioned. I thank God for the life of our sister, Jennifer Yeboah, who also paid for our subscription for us.
this year's subscription she paid for us. God bless her so much. God bless her so much. Yes. If you also want to do something to do, want to give into your faith, what builds you, because some of you, when there's problem, this is where you run to. God bless you so much. The numbers are there. You can sow your seed, or you can take my personal number and contact me. Yes, you can sow your seed. Just write what the seed is for. God bless you, and it's going to be used accordingly. God bless you so much. See you next week. Bye-bye.